News Nation's Nicole Burley takes a look at both sides of this story from Taylor's family and Kentucky prosecutors.
Well, Marty, the Commonwealth's attorney maintains that Breonna Taylor was never named as a co-defendant, nor did the office ever consider presenting a case with her name to the grand jury. But a lawyer for Taylor's family says that's not true.
A statement posted on the website of the Kentucky Commonwealth's attorney, Thomas Wine, responding to statements from Sam Aguiar, the attorney for Breonna Taylor's family. Taylor was shot and killed by Louisville police officers in March during a no-knock warrant raid on her home in the middle of the night. Officers were searching for a man, Jamarcus Glover, who was already in police custody. Now, the lawyer for Taylor's family says prosecutors offered Glover a plea deal in July. Sam Aguiar posted a portion of the alleged plea deal, which names Breonna Taylor as a co-defendant for, quote, actions related to the arrests on April 22nd. He adds, quote, oh, by the way, the cops killed her a month and a half before April 22nd and 4 months to the day before the date of this effort to get a plea deal, which was rejected. The Commonwealth's attorney flatly denies the allegations from Aguiar. Tom Wine writing, quote, our office has not and does not posthumously indict any person who is deceased. The plea sheet that Sam Aguiar posted on Facebook was a draft that was part of the pre-indictment plea negotiations with Mr. Glover and his attorney. Those drafts were never part of the court record and are not court documents.
The Commonwealth's attorney goes on to say Breonna Taylor was never a co-defendant with Jamarcus Glover. And it is important to note, no money nor drugs were ever found in Breonna Taylor's home, and no charges have been filed in her killing. In the newsroom, Nicole Burley, News Nation.
Thank you, Nicole.